You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
New Zealand, the government has announced that the flu vaccine will no longer be free for children under 12 or Maori and Pacific people aged 55 to 64. I spoke to senior lecturer in bioethics at the University of Otago, Dr. Elizabeth Fenton, who, along with other health experts, says this is a missed opportunity for New Zealand's health system to improve outcomes and achieve health equity. I started off our interview asking Fenton for her reaction to vaccine subsidies being removed for these groups.
The recent announcement that the wider access criteria for free flu vaccination, so that means that flu vaccination will no longer be free for children under 12 and for Maori and Pacifica adults at 55, so between 55 and 64, which it's really a disappointing announcement. It's a disappointing announcement from the point of view of closing health equity gaps, which are significant in New Zealand, because we know that having free flu vaccination for children is really important for health equity because children get more flu and they spread it to their whānau members. We also know that Maori and Pacifica children have higher rates of respiratory conditions like asthma that are exacerbated by flu. And we know some really critical information that makes these wider access criteria really important. So Maori and Pacifica adults have higher rates of flu and lower vaccination rates. And Maori adults have lower life expectancy than non-Maori in New Zealand. So having these kinds of interventions free for these particular groups helps to close some health equity gaps in New Zealand for these groups that are really important.
What would you think is the reasoning behind these eligibility criteria being taken away?
One reason I think is money. So the access criteria were widened when there was additional money provided under COVID legislation, and that has now expired, and so the money has disappeared. But there's always, money can always be blamed, or affordability can always be blamed as a reason for not providing certain things. So I think the more important reason that this is, change has been made is that we really lack the political will in New Zealand to do the things that are needed to close health equity gaps, because equity requires that we do things differently for different groups. We know that it's not one size fits all, doesn't help to address health equity, doesn't help to close health equity gaps. And this isn't about giving some groups an unfair advantage, it's about rectifying unfair disadvantages that we know exist. So there's some resistance to doing this, and we think just overall a lack of political will that undermines support for these kinds of measures.
And what implications do you think might come as a result of this for both young people and Maori and Pacifica?
Well, I think it's probably likely that we'll see lower rates of flu vaccination in those groups, because this is just, cost is just one additional barrier, and more barriers mean lower uptake. So we'll see lower rates of flu vaccination, and likely that will mean higher rates of illness due to flu, and that obviously doesn't help us address health outcome equity gaps in New Zealand.
What would your message to government be when it comes to this decision?
I think there are a couple of things. One is this is a low-cost intervention, and it makes sense to provide it. So we shouldn't let money be a barrier, but we also need to have the courage, the foresight to be willing to do things differently for different groups, and that is a really important message if we're going to make any progress in addressing health inequities in New Zealand.
When it comes to subsidising flu vaccinations, what did we see when this happened for these particular groups?
Well, we see this kind of thing time and time again. We saw it perhaps in most recent or most memorably with the COVID vaccine rollout, where a lot of people were arguing that we should have a lower age criteria for Maori and Pacific adults, and the government chose not to do that. So we see these kinds of missed opportunities time and time again, where the opportunity is there to do things differently for groups that need it, and we don't choose to do that. So in our view, this is another example of that kind of thinking, that we go back to one-size-fits-all thinking when in actual fact we need to do things differently for particularly vulnerable groups. So, yeah, there are definitely other areas we need to be alert to these kinds of opportunities all the time. That's a great question. I don't have numbers on that, but I think it's very likely that we saw higher rates of flu vaccination. There was a good reason why the access criteria were widened. Pharmac's own clinical advisors noted that wider access criteria reduce barriers to flu vaccination. So we know that people have a higher rate of uptake of flu vaccination when they don't have to pay for it.
That was Senior Lecturer in Bioethics at the University of Otago, Dr. Elizabeth Fenton, on children under 12 and Maori and Pacific people aged 55 to 64 no longer being eligible for free vaccines.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.